Okay. Can you hear me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I can hear you, so it's okay. All good.
That's great.
This is Bella.
And this is Noah.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is not my show. I am subbing for Balsamic Moon. So happy to be here on this Monday now afternoon. How are you? Okay. Oh, wait. Let me introduce you. I'm joined by my dear friend Noah. Noah, can you give listeners three fun facts about yourself?
Oh God, I'm feeling very caught off guard here. But okay, one, I play the drums. I feel like that's important.
Yeah, it is important.
To start off, we're just gonna put that out there. I am a drummer by trade.
This is so authentic. We like to keep it real at WMFO.
This is maybe why I didn't get into Cheap Socks. I can't think very fast.
Fact number two.
I can do this thing where my feet rotate all the way in. I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe it in an audio format.
I'm visualizing it. No one's done it many times.
Imagine how like a ballerina puts their feet out. Mine go in. So that's number two. Number three, number three, let's just go with, I feel like I could confidently identify all the flags of the world. I don't know. Maybe I'm setting too high a standard.
I feel like you could. I feel like that's a fun fact. Fun fact is that both Noah and I are Cheap Socks rejects.
Yeah. But
we love them.
Yeah.
We love
very
them.
Funny.
They're so funny. Willa is our friend.
Yeah. Shout out to
No,
Willa.
Yeah.
She's
we
great.
Love Cheap Socks. But yeah, so we're here today. We're gonna play some songs, and I asked Noah to like half pay attention in geology and think of some songs that they would want to play. So we're gonna hear some tunes that I picked out, but also Noah, what do you think of the stew?
I think the stew is lovely. I think this is a very cozy and welcoming space.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And thank you for welcoming me.
Of course. That last song was Wasted on You by Andy Schoaf. He just released that single, and it's for his new record coming out soon, which is really exciting. I love Andy Schoaf. If you know me, you know that I love Andy Schoaf. Great track. Good stuff. And now we're going to play some more songs. So this next song is a song. I don't really know what else to say about it.
Is it one of mine?
It's
one of mine?
No.
All right.
But, yeah. But we'll get to your songs. Don't worry.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to push.
No. You're totally good. Okay. Yes. Please enjoy the song. Okay.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
All right, that last song was Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan. Before I introduced it, I described it as a song with a lot of description. So we've been made aware that some of our lovely friends are listening in right now. So we have a special message for them.
Special shout out to the folks down at TFL. This has been your special shout out. Thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it.
That was just for them. Every other like probably the 20 other listeners are like, yeah. What's going on?
Don't even worry about it.
You know what? If you are worrying about it, you should come see our show.
December 2nd. All will be revealed.
someone's angry. Yeah. Now, I'm gonna stop being selfish. And we're gonna play one of Noah's songs. I'm gonna play the first one. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
I don't really know what
the rodeo.
Oh yes. I decided we're gonna start out with a little classical music today. Big classical music fan, love the classics. This is part of the Rodeo by Aaron Copland. Very cool song. I love to listen to this in the morning because it's very, like, atmospheric and a great way to start the day. And I also think it's really cool that Copland, who, like, was from New York, did not live in the Wild West, very much shaped public perceptions of what the cowboy music sounded like. So here's a little excerpt from Rodeo by Copland.
Wow, that was beautiful. All right. Here it is.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. We got an applause in. So what was that last song, Noah?
That was Burning Down the House from the Stop Making Sense album from Talking Heads. One of my favorite songs, actually maybe my favorite song, it's like at the top of every playlist that I make. I feel like Bella has like made fun of me. It's like, I always see your Spotify and you always have like that Talking Heads album. It's the first thing I see. But it is true.
And it's good.
It's good. It's a great song. And if you haven't seen the Stop Making Sense concert movie, it's really great. I'm someone who, like, kind of has a very hard time just sitting and watching people sing, but I had so much fun watching that movie. And I also, this is one of the first songs that I learned how to play all the way through on the drums. So
yeah, plug the drums.
Plug the drums. Like, we're just going to keep talking about it. I'm sorry.
No one is complaining, yeah. Especially me. I just have a little thought experiment before we go to the next song that I'd like to pose to you. It's one would compare it to, say, the trolley problem. Is cereal a soup? Why or why not?
Oh, is that for me?
That's for you.
Or I thought it was like rhetorical to the audience.
No, well, yeah. Well, everyone at home or wherever you may be, think about this. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I mean, I feel like it's difficult for me to, like, I'm maybe not the best person to answer this because this is not a fun fact about me, but it is a true fact, is that I don't like to eat cereal with milk. I do like to eat cereal dry.
I can't look at you the same.
I think this is the end of our friendship. I'm sorry, I just really don't like milk and I can't stand eating soggy food.
Wait. Okay, I understand not liking milk as a lactose intolerant. Do you like any of the alternatives?
No.
I
don't. I just feel like.
What about coffee? Do you drink coffee?
Barely. Like a little bit of milk in there is like, okay. It's just, I think, I mean, the milk is part of the problem, but the sogginess is also part of the problem. Like I just don't want to eat something that's soggy. I'm sorry.
But I feel like, I mean, I guess it depends on the cereal, but like, if I'm eating like Lucky Charms, do you use a spoon to eat them?
Yes, I'm not eating with my hands.
Wait, no, but that makes more sense. Like, if you're eating dry cereal, I feel like you should use your hands. Like, it's like chips or something.
But a piece of cereal is so small. It's like eating pasta, you know? Like, it's small little things. You need to scoop it up. Do you understand?
Like, I do understand, but
I'm not going to sit there like, like one piece at a time.
But with cereal,
sorry, so sorry to everyone who just had to hear that mouth sound.
With pasta, there's usually some sort of sauce in there. Like, I feel like you need some liquid or like a oobleck component to eat something with a spoon.
Yes, but I go my own way. Like, reality is rooted in its complexity, and I feel like I just need to, like, do what's right for me, and to me, that is eating dry cereal.
Okay.
Sorry for not answering the question.
No, that was a perfect answer. My answer is just, like, just no. That's it. And I can give an explanation, but it really doesn't, it's not necessary. Okay.
That was the chair.
Oh, that was the chair.
There's a lot of sounds going on.
That reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where Jerry's like picking his nose in the car.
Yeah, and the woman sees, he's scratching his nose and she thinks.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to put in a Seinfeld reference. As me and Noah and I are sign heads. That's so bad.
That's pretty bad. I think we should just keep
let's go back to the music. So I'm gonna play a song that I like. I loved your songs. But a song that I picked out, this next track is Coast to Coast by Elliot Smith. I love this album, but I've always been averse to it because I hate the album cover. It's so bad. I'll show it to you now and you can give your thoughts, but it's such a good song. So this is like one of the first upbeat Elliot Smith songs I've ever heard. And I was like, oh wait, he does this too? It's really good. But yeah, here that is.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, that was Coast to Coast by Elliot Smith. And now, it's 12:30. It's that time of the show where we do a fun PSA. And I thought, what better person to read out this PSA than the one and only Noah Cutler? So, sorry to full name you, but...
Okay. Like, who else is... Listen to some people who go here and know me already.
Okay, so. Go for it.
All right. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. This has been a public service message from... I guess FEMA and the Ad Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know, that's so true.
Think about it.
You never know. You never know. It's important to be prepared. I feel like I'm always just living for today, fear. But I need to be looking ahead.
Yeah.
So
you never know when a major geological event could strike.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to play one of Noah's songs. And then,
again?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then, I promised our friends out there that I'm gonna play Glee song. It'll be after this, so just like buckle up, everybody. I have to figure out like when I'm gonna start the song for FCC reasons. The walk sign's on. But anyways,
just in.
Yeah. So. Do you want to wait? Which one? Which
one?
Do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. Gray?
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about Gray and its touch. this is a Grateful Dead song. I was very much raised on the Grateful Dead, and this is a great song. But according to my mom, who introduced me to Grateful Dead, if somebody said like this is one of their songs that like really blew up and became very mainstream and kind of poppy, and if you were talking to someone and they said, "Oh, I love the Grateful Dead. My favorite song is Touch of Grey," that's how you knew they were a poser.
Oh no!
So
it's
sorry.
The Smells Like Teen Spirit of the Grateful Dead.
But for good reason, because it's a really great song, and I feel like now it's cool again.
Now
for
it's
me
like
to say
oh
that,
yeah,
like, I like Touch of Grey because like. Who would know that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool now.
Yeah. So
here it is. Without
here
further
it
ado.
Is. Make sure to say this when someone asks you, what's your favorite Grateful Dead song? Now it's okay.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
else you can try again, might work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say, Lord, if I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. And I look out and say, yeah, she's really blonde. And then I go outside to join the others. I am the others. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's not easy. I don't know what you saw. I want somebody who sees me. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women.
All right. So wait, do you want to talk a little about that song first?
Yeah, let me talk about that song. That is a song by Dar Williams. I feel like Dar Williams is a very underrated artist. I love her music. If you're looking for a great song to cry to, I suggest Iowa from Wordle City by Dar Williams. Everyone should check her out more. So yeah, that was As Cool As I Am. That was my ringtone for a while when I still had a ringtone. Now I just keep my phone on vibrate because I think it's kind of obnoxious to have a ringtone. Just personal preference.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now I'm going to tell an anecdote because we're still cooking in the studio.
In the stew.
Some things need to,
be arranged.
Be arranged. Sometimes you have to put the bread dough under a little, cover for it to prove, and you get beautiful bread. But this story is not about bread. This story is about what happened to me last night. It's not a big deal, but I injured myself. And I was in the bathroom at the sink. Some of you who live
love the sink.
Not the sink.
sink.
Lowercase sink in the bathroom. If you live in dorms, you may be familiar with the little hangers that are on the wall of the bathroom. They're kind of a square. You put your shower caddy on them or whatever. So I don't know. I was by the mirror. I was washing my hands. I was kind of stretching a little because I had been working for a while. I was moving my arms around, and I brought my arm down too fast, and my elbow collided with the sharp edge of the hanger, and it really hurt.
No!
And I was in some pain, but it was okay. It's not even bruised, but it still really did hurt. And I was like, well, I know you're supposed to ice these things.
Yeah.
That'll help it make better. Make
boo boo go away.
Yeah, make boo boo go away. So shouldn't you be working?
I know. I figured it out. Just finish your anecdote.
I'm very distracting.
Shouldn't you be working?
And sorry about the chair again. I'm leaning back.
Getting comfortable.
Okay. So I was like, oh, I need ice. I need ice. But I don't have a plastic. I guess I don't have Ziploc bags in my room. I was rifling through the drawer where I keep all that stuff. And I was like, well, I don't have Ziploc bags, but I do have disposable plastic shower caps for some reason. The priorities were off, I guess. So I went, I poured the remnants of my water bottle into that. I tied it up like it was a dog bag, and I put it in my freezer. So then I had a little bag of ice to ice my elbow, and it's feeling a little better this morning.
Yay.
So in case you were worried.
Okay.
That's my anecdote. I hope you
That was worried. A great anecdote. This next song is the long-awaited. It's going to be starting in the middle, just to get to the best part.
Cut to the chase, you know?
This song, I picked this song because of the season. It's literally just because of the season. I don't advocate for this song. I'm not oh my God, Lea Michele sounds so good in this. But it's just a song that exists. So, enjoy.
Gonna serve and work and turn and hop, honey.
a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts when they deserve. And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave. So shave that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui. Let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors
tight. Let's have a kiki.
Mother,
I'm gonna let you have it. Let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki.
Da.
Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki. We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And
it's turkey lurkey time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's turkey lurkey time. He's really home to stay, never want to roam. Let's make a wish, and may all your wishes come true.
Turkey lurkey, you see, Lucy, some for Uncle Joe, some for Cousin Lucy. Everybody get the table, dig into his big stove. Eat all the turkey you're able. Can't you see a partridge in the pantry? Climb up and bring it down for me. That's something I would like to see.
This kiki is
kiki.
Marvelous.
So-so, wee-wee, no-no. Kiki, so-so, wee-wee, no-no. Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Stop.
Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors
tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Turn key.
Drop her.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Boots.
Ten.
Queen. Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And let's have a kiki.
I was going to just play another song after that, but we need to just open a dialogue about what just happened. Like, okay, there, first of all, explanation, turkey lurkey, and it's almost Thanksgiving. It felt perfect. I actually don't have an explanation for it. I thought it would be funny, but I do think that there will be someone knocking on the WMFO door saying get out for playing this song. But it's like a classic. Yeah, what were your thoughts, wow. Noah, as a non-Gleek?
As a non-Gleek, you know, it was catchy. They got points for catchy. Definitely strange, though.
I was singing along.
Yeah, and dancing, I saw it. For those of you listening at home, Bella was really getting into it, really feeling the tunes and the music. Honestly, that's all I'm going
to
say about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything. We don't need to give it any more attention. We're going to play... maybe like two more songs, maybe one. We'll see. Do you want to introduce your last?
Yeah. What's next?
Yeah.
What do we got up here? Oh, okay. This is Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. I put this on because I've kind of returned to my Amy Mann music listening habits. This was like the first thing Amy Mann did before her solo career. And another. You know, definitely go check out Amy Mann's stuff because it's really good. It's good sad music, good neutral music, good whatever music. And a cool fun fact about Amy Mann that you may not know is that she has a very small cameo in the movie Big Lebowski.
Wow, as, I did not know that.
One of the Germans she orders in the diner. I don't want to spoil the movie, but you know, go see it. Go
check her out. Check out the diner scene.
Go listen to Amy Mann. And till Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Here it is.
I'm frightened of the things I might find.
All right. So we actually got a request, which we'll play, which is awesome to just close us out. How would you rate your WMFO experience, Noah?
10 out of 10. This has been wonderful. This has been lovely. Thank you once again for welcoming me into the stew.
Of course. Anytime. This was so fun. We played a really wide array of music today. This form is free.
It's practically formless.
Dare I say it is.
So,
this next track that I'm going to play, one of our wonderful listeners requested. It's Dizzy by Tommy Ray. But this is the last you'll hear from us. So just a reminder that this is Bella.
And this is Noah.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great rest of your week. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Giving
Safe
a
travels.
Lot of thanks. What?
Safe travels.
Safe travels. Safe travels to wherever you may be going.
Yes.
So yeah, enjoy. Yeah.
Dizzy, I'm so
to the summer.